8:51, it's bigger than ever. It's always big, but it seems to be bigger than ever. The big game between Michigan and Ohio State come Saturday. I was trying to think of one thing that could sum it up really nicely of all the little things that we've done along the way. And I go back to 1975 when Dick Purton and Tom Ryan gave us this song. And we wouldn't have it without the one and only Art Volo. You remember this. It's a football classic.
Liquidate Ohio State and turn the Buckeyes blue. They breed a lot of cattle in Columbus. It looks just like a zoo. Knock them off their ivory towers. Send them crawling into the showers. Down with Ohio State. It's a no-nothing party school. They say the girls who go to OSU are husband-hunting dames. They dig the jocks who got the
1975, when that first came out, and even though we all worked at competing stations, we all loved Liquidate Ohio State. Thanks, Dick Purton, Tom Ryan, and Art Volo, radio's best friend, for getting a copy of that for us very quickly. I'm sure Steve Courtney, Sean Belegian also loved it, although Sean was just a little boy, probably, when that came out. Sean, how old were you, do you think?
Five years old.
Like I said, but he still knew that he wanted Michigan to beat Ohio State. Mr. Courtney, lay out what you're thinking about this and with your sponsor as well.
All right. This update brought to you by the outstanding group at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garco and, of course, the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Yes, indeed. Very dramatic ball game coming our way from Ohio Stadium in beautiful Columbus, Ohio. Battle of the Undefeateds. The Wolverines, the Buckeyes, national championship hopes, and there's so many subplots to this tilt. First of all, something's got to break. Obviously, Ohio State's offense, they can put some points up. As a matter of fact, they're averaging 46.5 points per game, tying it with Tennessee for the most in the nation. Meanwhile, the Wolverines will come in with the nation's best defense, which is holding opponents to about 12 points per game, fellas. And many subplots along the way, as I think we discussed yesterday. Blake Corum, the fine running back for the Wolverines. How healthy is he? All indications are that he is going to be just fine and be able to contribute. How much is the question? When you take a look at what he's accomplished, 245 carries, 1,457 yards to go along with 18 touchdowns. This Michigan running attack, Sean, has been very efficient all year long. The byproduct of that, though, Wolverine quarterback J.J. McCarthy really hasn't had to throw all that much. As a matter of fact, he's only thrown for 1,952 yards, 14 TDs to go along with two picks. So he has been efficient. But should Ohio State, Sean, be able to stuff this Michigan running attack, that could lead to a dimension problem for the Wolverines.
Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that J.J.'s going to have the game of his life to knock off Ohio State. You know, Ohio State really struggled last year, if you remember, with Michigan getting those road graders out and getting that run game going and trying to play from behind. I'm not sure that Michigan has that high-octane attack, perhaps if Blake Corum is out. So no question about it. I'll echo your sentiments. I think a lot of this is going to fall on the shoulders of that young man, J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, and J.J.'s got to have one of his good games. J.J.'s got to be the J.J. McCarthy from two or three games ago, and we need Blake Corum and a few other people. But Ohio State's missing some important people, too, as Tom Romer reminded us.
Yeah, but they have C.J. Stroud, and you talk about a fella who has been the the perfect example of efficiency. This guy's thrown for 2,991 yards, 35 touchdowns, and just four interceptions. And he has a lot of tools to utilize. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's already eclipsed the 1,000-yard receiving mark, 1,037 to be exact, to go along with 11 touchdowns. As we discussed, you know, this Michigan defense, you know, many under the impression they may be better than the one that had Aiden Hutchinson a year ago.
Unbelievable.
So that is going to be something. Another subplot here, which I'd like to introduce.
Real
quick. Let's not ignore the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
The relationship between Ryan Day, the head coach of the Buckeyes, and Jim Harbaugh. I think these are two guys that really don't care for one another at all.
Well, but so, Jim Harbaugh came right out and said there's no place for any hate. This is a fabulous college event, and I love the way he was kind of steering that. But I we're going to run out of time, unfortunately. Very quickly, people want to know what Steve Courtney's favorite side dish is for Thanksgiving other than Miller Lite. What is it?
Quite frankly, stuffing. There's absolutely no
Everybody.
Doubt about it.
And
by the way, my update, Paul, brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit PainFreeLifeCenters.com to learn more.
Most popular Thanksgiving side dishes in the U.S., yes, in moderation. The cream spinach is number 11, creamed corn, candied yams, Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce. Number 6, sweet potato casserole. Number 5, rolls, mashed potato, green bean casserole. I love that. Macaroni and cheese, number 2. And number 1, the dressing or stuffing, seems to be virtually everyone's favorite, or at least predominantly so. Thanks to the team. Happy Thanksgiving. So much to be grateful for. Go MSU, go Michigan, go Lions, and again, go Blue, beat OSU. Regards, Paul W. Smith.